WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
The quest to reach a compromise on the new federal budget is going on even as we speak. Last weekend, tourists got a taste of federal bankruptcy from Pearl Harbor to the Statue of Liberty. Commentator Maureen Corrigan, who lives in Washington, D.C., says the situation made it difficult to be a good host.
This past Columbus Day weekend, friends of mine from New Jersey came to visit, along with their three daughters, ages 9, 7, and 5. Besides the mandatory trip to the zoo to see the smelly pandas, we'd planned to take the kids to the Lincoln Memorial and the White House. They've only seen replicas of these places in Disneyland. We wanted to show them that the real statue of Abe Lincoln doesn't sit across from Mr. Toad's wild ride. We wanted them to appreciate the difference between fantasy and history. But at 12:01 this Saturday morning, fantasy merged with reality when the U.S. government supposedly went broke. So the kids wound up having a strange kind of history lesson. They saw our nation's capital all locked up. Washington itself was transformed into one big monument to the confusion of our representatives, the petulance of our president, and our own lazy indifference to government. On Saturday morning, none of us could believe that all the museums and parks in Washington had been shut down, so we drove to the Washington Monument. It was closed, all right. We started walking along the mall towards the Capitol. We passed the Museum of American History, closed. The National Gallery, closed. The Air and Space Museum, the Aquarium, the Smithsonian Castle, all closed. Towards mid-afternoon, I began to miss something else about these museums besides their exhibits, namely their indoor plumbing. A line from Virginia Woolf's essay, A Room of One's Own, popped into my head. Woolf is criticizing the exclusionary tradition of male literature, and she says, "I thought how unpleasant it is to be locked out, and how it is worse, perhaps, to be locked in." I've always liked that line, but now I realize that the woman who wrote it had never been locked out of a museum bathroom with three kids who'd been drinking Coke all morning. Lots of other tourists looked uncomfortable, too. We saw some diving into bushes along the mall, and we were heading into a leafy clump ourselves when one of the girls spotted a crowd of people swarming up the steps of the Capitol. It was like a scene from Mr. Smith Goes to Washington. We, the people, had finally been roused by our kidneys to converge on the only open tourist site in town. As a bonus, maybe we'd all find out now what our legislators were doing about this budget mess. The girls, their parents, and I stepped into an elevator going up to the House floor. And who was inside but Congressman Ron Dellums from California? He was resplendent in white tie and tails. "I can't miss my son's wedding," he told us as he dashed off. Well, I guess he had a good excuse, but where were his colleagues? Only two congressmen were debating the budget issue inside the House chamber. It was all pretty depressing and hard to explain to the kids. As we left the Capitol, the 5-year-old, Deirdre, asked me if the president could close down Disneyland, too. "No," I told her. "Mickey Mouse is too smart to let Disneyland go down the toilet like this." Wrong choice of words. We had to go back inside and wait for another half hour on the most popular line in town.
Maureen Corrigan teaches at Georgetown University.